Wake Up Call, Robbo and Steve here. And Steve, some maritime safety classes are coming to Bendigo.
Yeah, certainly. It appears that people happily have their life jackets, but they don't know how to check them and don't bother, perhaps.
Okay.
So we're going to speak to Ed Allen right now from Maritime Safety Victoria, who's going to tell us what's coming up at the weekend. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Robbo and Steve. Yeah, thank you very much. So, yeah, this Saturday we're coming up to Bendigo to Lake Waroona to run a series of clinics on how to actually undertake an annual self-inspection of your inflatable life jackets.
Is it something that you think that people don't usually do and they need reminding?
Yeah, so look, the regulations require that our life jackets are serviced and maintained in accordance with what the manufacturer states. And most of the time that translates to an annual self-check, which is exactly what we're going to run through on Saturday. And then also there's a regular interval for getting it serviced by a professional. What we've found at the clinic so far is there's some people that have actually never opened up their inflatable life jacket. So the look of shock on their face if they've got a really rusty cylinder or even some serious deterioration or mould inside their jackets just simply from never opening them up. Yeah, the look of astonishment on their face is just outstanding, because you realise that running these clinics really proves the importance of doing these checks, because you don't want to find out that the life jacket's not going to work if you're sitting in the water waiting for rescuers and you find that it might not inflate or doesn't hold air. So it certainly causes a lot more problems. So we're really happy that these clinics so far have certainly pulled out a few dodgy life jackets and helped people become more aware of how to keep them in good condition.
Yeah, it is one of those funny ones, isn't it? That you know, the time that you most need it is the first time you're really going to find out whether they work or not.
Yeah, that's right. And what we've found with our work in the Play It Safe by the Water Committee is over the last 10 years, 79% of fatal drownings from boats or watercraft, people either weren't wearing a life jacket or the life jacket's failed in some way, whether that's not inflated, not done up correctly, or wasn't the right type. So we can clearly see that life jackets are there for a reason, and that's to keep us afloat until rescuers can come and get us. So super important to make sure they're in good condition and that they're being worn as well.
So these are the kind that inflate when they hit water, are they, automatically?
Well, so some of the inflatable jackets are automatically activated when they either come into contact with water or they hit a certain depth. But a lot of the ones that we see in general wreck boating are manual inflation. So it actually requires the wearer to still activate the jacket manually. And that's, again, one of the important things with these clinics is to actually help people understand which type of life jacket they've got, so they don't expect their manual jacket to go off automatically and vice versa. So it's really important that, you know, people come along with their inflatable life jackets, we'll go through all the steps, make sure it fits correctly, and that they're well aware of how to actually activate the jacket.
So Ed, just give us the where's and when's again, mate.
All right, so basically in Victoria, when you're on so we're coming to Lake Waroona on this Saturday. 10 o'clock's the first session, 1:30 is the last session. That's free to attend. Everyone gets a $30 voucher once they've passed the clinic. And you can book online at msv.vic.gov.au/floatsafe.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with them. That makes perfect sense. Thanks very much for joining us to chat this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Ed Allen joining us, Maritime Safety. So, it just goes to show one of those things you don't even really think about at times.
You don't. And just bear in mind that if you want to book onto that, you didn't get the website, just search FloatSafe and you can book online that way too.
You can indeed.